So before we begin today's normal podcast, I wanted to do something special because we have these two gentlemen here at the studio.
Hey, I'm one of the gentlemen. My name's Red.
And I'm also a gentleman named Link.
And I'm apparently bad at introducing people. I figured you know who they are. They're going to know who you are.
Well, I just like to introduce myself.
That's very good.
At all times.
So I just we're all still sweating from we just finished recording.
It was hot in there.
It was very hot. And you were pumping.
Oh, yeah.
Well, at the end, like, you got us, I mean, we like dialed in the performance and then you got us to do like a take of the whole thing.
Yeah.
And Lloyd was filming that for the cameras.
Yeah.
And it's like, then we just killed it.
No, hey, hold on, don't
give
away the secret. That was the take.
We did it all in one take.
Yeah. Busted it out in one take, guys.
But it really was a pretty fast, efficient, effective recording session. This is our third time working with you in a rap battle. What's that like?
Well, I mean, I always say whenever we come in to do something like this with you guys that, like, I'm not just blowing smoke and saying it's an honor to be a part of the thing, the whole series.
Okay.
And then, I mean, having written songs and raps ourselves, we know how difficult it is to craft. So, I mean, the thing that we admire most is the level of craft that you put into the lyrics and the flow. And it's hard to make something funny
and flowy.
And to make something flow.
I like when somebody has taken the time to make us look good.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you make us look amazing.
We didn't have to put any effort into it.
Honestly, you're one of our... some of our favorite people to write. I think we like writing for you more than we like writing for ourselves. Because it is so fun to write for your duo dynamic.
Right, it's like you would never say buttocks in a song, but the characters that we play have to say buttocks.
It's great!
Right, yeah.
Getting the freedom
buttocks.
To use the word buttocks!
Yeah.
I don't want to give away what you played, but it's another American history figure icon.
Yes.
And
old school.
Old school.
Duo. Obviously.
Yeah, they're going to figure it out. It's one of those ones you got to knock off the list.
But I hope there's enough of them floating around there that not only can they not guess it, but that you'll keep asking us back to play said guesses in subsequent rap battles.
Yeah, that's the new rule. And for every guess that somebody makes in the comments of this particular podcast, we then are given that role in a subsequent rap battle.
Or at least first right of refusal. Let's get legal with it.
Deal. Handshake agreement. No problem.
I'll shake Red's hand.
Yeah.
And then he'll shake your hand. And there's like a...
This is
like
an electric current. Yeah, this is how World War I started. It's still dangerous, but that's all right. So who else? So can you guess who they played in the comments, who they played in this rap battle as an American history icon duo? And who else do you want to play?
Oh, nice.
Is there anybody else that's on your mind?
Ben and Jerry.
That's hilarious. That's so funny.
I love cinnamon buns ice cream. I could live off that the rest of my life.
Ben and Jerry versus who? Like Barnum and Bailey?
Yeah, I was thinking the Ringling Brothers.
Yeah.
But that totally makes sense.
Barnum and Bailey aren't the Ringling Brothers?
No.
Oh.
There's two different circuses,
yeah, there's
right?
lots of circus people, and they all
But it's
team
called
up.
The Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus, isn't
right,
it?
That's
four
different
guys.
People. It's like a law
I
firm.
I think they combined at some point.
Ringling and Barnum and Bailey law firm.
It could be, you know what it could be? It could be Ben and Jerry's versus Bert's Bees. Like Bert from Bert's
Don't talk
Bees.
To me about Bert. I don't like Bert. I don't like his bees.
Oh, really?
I think he cornered the market of alternative healthcare products, and I don't like bees.
I know.
Oh, talk about corner of the market? Check this out. Right there?
Oh, are you going to announce that?
You see, it's kind of faded, but you see what I got?
Is that Bert's Bees?
No.
No, it's Link.
You have Link's bees?
I got my own proprietary lip balm.
You have your own bees?
Well,
I got it. We got a friend who's going to make it, and then we'll brand it and sell it.
And a beard balm. I got a beard balm. And Link has a lip balm.
And it's ridiculous.
It's amazing.
I'm going to own that.
It's amazing. I think that's great. I think.
But you didn't smell it.
No.
What's it smell like?
Link?
Oh, Dr.
Smells like mints.
Dr. It smells like Bert's Bees, let's be honest.
It's probably a similar... Is it a bee? Does it come from bees?
Yeah.
It's got beeswax in it. Yeah.
Don't use it, because I have herpes.
All right.
He does.
I'll leave it at that.
Not joking.
You want to just...
Leave it at that.
Leave it in there. All right.
Leave it in there.
Don't leave it in there.
I thought you said...
Don't leave it in there. That's the whole point.
Delete that.
Just leave it at that.
What about the Three Musketeers?
Oh, well...
That's been a common suggestion. That it's fun to have you guys, just the two of you. It was fun to have you with Smosh,
awesome.
Too, though.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Three Musketeers. Oh, that sounds fun.
So who would be the third one? Like my
there's
mom?
There's four of them. And probably be your mom.
Oh, yeah, there's four of them.
There's four of them. And I think that could be funny is who's the fourth could be like, hey, what, but aren't there four of them? I don't really know.
Versus the Three Amigos?
I think it's versus the Marx Brothers, isn't it? No? I don't know.
Mm. Yeah, Three Amigos is a little too obscure, a little too just a movie.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah. I mean, I care a lot.
What are the duos? I don't know. We'll keep thinking. We'll keep thinking.
You just let us know. We'll be here.
You got a long drive back to the
Valley. Yeah.
Back to the Valley.
To the Burbank.
Thanks for coming today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, man.
Thanks
it's always fun.
Thank you for always being Rhett and Link. It's pretty great. I'm a little speechless.
Thanks for being so nice. Seriously.
Yeah,
you really don't
nice.
Have to do that. Right. You really backed yourself into a corner with that one.
I know, but that's why I'm creating the puppet character.
He's going to be a jerk.
That's a lot of pent up Mean Pete coming out. And, yeah.
Mean Pete.
Mean Pete and the puppet. Mean Pete the puppet.
Is it true that Lloyd's going to be on your podcast?
Yes, he is.
Soon?
He's going to be on a Near Biscuit.
And a Song Biscuit. He's going to be like spitting some lyrics.
It's great.
Yeah.
I had a great time being on Song Biscuit, and all your biscuit series are I'm big fans.
Yeah.
We talked about food today. We talked about MMA. We talked about, you know, lots of stuff.
Specifically what we talked about.
Transgender MMA.
MMA. Yeah. Let's get into that.
We'll get into that. Me and Dante will talk about
next
that for
year
hours.
Biscuit. Yeah.
Don't quote us after we leave. Is all I'm going to ask.
Not at all. Well, all right. So stay tuned for the rest of the podcast, and thanks. Special thanks to Rhett and Link. From Rhett and Link. From Good Men of the Morning, Rhett and Link. And soon to be the makers of their own proprietary beeswax.
Proprietary beeswax.
If the song is quiet, it'll be fine, it'll be fine.
Hello, welcome to the Nice Peter Podcast. We're feeling in a musical mood because we were inspired by Rhett and Link. They can do it. Well, actually, they stopped doing it recently, but for a while, they were writing a new song every week.
And if the song is quiet, since we don't have microphones on the guitar, and we're just using the microphones that we're using for our voice to pick up the guitar, but if the song is quiet, it'll be fine, fine, fine.
So, I guess we can talk about Rhett and Link. Timothy De La Ghetto was here today. We could talk about him too. He's amazing. We've had a lot of amazing guests. Daystorm was here.
It's always good to see him.
Daystorm?
Yeah.
What a man of power.
Yeah. Leaves you making feel good.
Yeah. Leaves you making him feel good.
Leaves you making him feel good.
Leaves you making him feel good. Yeah. Leaves you making him feel good. He's incredible at social media, Daystorm. You see why. When you spend time with him, you see why. He's always doing it. Always. Yeah. Daystorm is always working. Always hustling.
When he left the maker, I thought, like, he had, like, 7 new vines. He did just there.
Really?
Like, and that was in the time he wasn't shooting.
Did he shoot Shaka?
I swear to God.
So, Daystorm was playing Shaka Zulu. We decided that we were going to let that out there.
Yeah.
And, did he make Shaka Zulu vines?
No, he didn't make a Shaka Zulu. But he made one, like, in the parking lot. He made one, like... He just,
I'm going to get him some Shaka Zulu slow motion footage so he can make some.
That's
going to
be fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we can make him one.
Yeah, I think that's possible.
My Vine game is real bad. I made like
Vine's a hard game to play. Yeah.
Well, it's just like any other game. It's got rules and you got to work at it.
Yeah, yeah.
We're in a different place this week. We're in Dante's office at the recording studio. So we started at the recording studio, went to my house for a while. Now we're back at the studio.
Yeah. I think it's nice here.
It's nice. Yeah. I like it in here.
I like that the podcast can be mobile.
Yeah.
And it'll hopefully be good for the summer.
Missed a week.
Sure did.
Yeah. But, well, you know, we're
very
here.
Busy.
We're here. There's no excuse. When you're hanging out with Daystorm and you see what he does and you're hanging out with Timothy De La Ghetto and you see all the things that they managed to keep up in the air.
Yeah.
It's no excuse.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we're here. I think I'm afraid, you know? I get afraid that it's not going to be good enough if we do it fast. And sometimes that's when the best stuff happens.
I have to agree with that.
Dude, when I recorded the Michael Jackson rap, I was in trouble for something. It's my old relationship. And I had to be home by like 9 or I was going to not be in trouble. But you know that relationship trouble. It was just like I was supposed to be somewhere. There was some kind of plan, some dinner or something.
Yes.
And I had already not gone to, I don't know. You know.
No, actually, there's... Plans were made.
Plans were made, and I was under a pressure. I was under a deadline, and I was struggling with Michael Jackson for days.
Yeah.
Because I think the pressure of like, man, I gotta rap like Michael Jackson, you know, I couldn't do a shitty job at Michael Jackson. That just wouldn't be right. I had to kind of sound like Michael Jackson, but rapping.
Yeah, it's not an easy task.
It actually wasn't that hard once I just relaxed and did it.
Huh. I think people spend their whole lives trying to sound like Michael Jackson.
Sure.
And it can't be easy.
No, but you know what Michael Jackson feels like inside when you hear it. So you just make yourself feel like that. And
yeah.
Oh! You know, that wasn't a very good one. Yeah.
Oh! That's my Michael Jackson is Don't Stop Till You Get Enough.
Oh,
Michael
it's
Jackson.
Everybody's. That's the best in the history of music.
Yeah, absolutely.
You should, if you're out there listening, and well, even if there is someone around, just give us your Michael Jackson. Give the world your Michael Jackson ooh right now. You want to do one together?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. Ooh! See?
That's great. It works.
Don't stop till you get enough. Keep on.
Did the phone stop?
Everything sounds like, keep on.
Do the phone stop.
How does that go?
Keep on. Did the phone stop?
No, that's the word.
Don't stop till you get enough. Keep on.
That's the you cannot make country bumpkin Don't Stop Till You Get Enough.
Someone out there did it. There's a bluegrass band right now playing it somewhere in Wisconsin.
Whatever. I was going to try to figure out what
it's a hard one to just throw together.
It's a hard one to just throw together.
Hey, you want to bust string section?
Busting out some Michael Jackson. Quincy Jones, man.
Yeah, he's a man behind the mirror. He is the man behind the mirror.
Yeah, that's deep, dude. But really, if you don't know who Quincy Jones is, he's the producer that made Thriller. You know, Michael Jackson, the vocalist, the songwriter, singer. I said vocalist already.
You did.
And I'm sure he had his hand in it.
I don't think he's too much of a songwriter, though.
Oh, Michael Jackson is a songwriter. He's a songwriter. I know. I think he writes that stuff.
He didn't write Man in the Mirror.
He didn't?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you sure?
He co-wrote Man in the Mirror.
Sure.
But for the most part, it was kind of given to him.
But
he
also,
came in and
like,
was like, yeah.
If you look at Michael Jackson lyrics written down, it's nothing like Michael Jackson lyrics when they're given. Like, you don't write down.
Yeah, I think Chaka Khan actually wrote that song.
Are you kidding?
Yes.
No. I wouldn't be amazed.
I don't
amazed.
Know what I am, but I think, because I saw her perform it live.
This is where we
and
should
it
have
was
a computer.
Not. Oh, I wonder if we only had one. I can do it, but.
You have one. You He's going to look up.
I'm looking it up.
He's going to look it up. I'm going to play a little sweet song. Over the mountain, full. That's a terrible song. Over the mountain, what kind of a song sounds? It starts with. Whenever I hear those minor chords, I feel like I should be on a mountain or a pirate ship. Did I ever play Old Black Pete? Old Black Pete's a pirate man. He sailed the seven seas. His crew, it was a blarney one of murderers and thieves. One day he strolled on into town to buy himself a boat. He met up with some trouble and they cut that trouble's throat. Old Black Pete, just keep him coming, boy. And Pete'll cut him down. All the sailors take to hiding when he's coming into town. And the ladies start to whisper when they hear that dreaded sting. I messed it up. Dreaded sound of Old Black Pete. Arr. I should keep working on that.
How's Old Black Pete?
I wrote that in college.
All right, yeah. It's about time. Yeah, it does. Oh, Black Pete.
That's called modulation. It's when the key changes and it makes everything so exciting. Mm-hmm. The modulation in Rainbow Connection is amazing.
Yeah.
I don't remember it.
Funny enough, you mentioned it because it's at the end of the other podcast.
Rainbow Connection?
Yeah, your version of Rainbow
really?
Connection.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. Did I mess it up?
I mean, it was in a bar. People were yelling at you. You were yelling at people.
But it got there?
But it definitely got there.
Is that lightning?
Sure is lightning. Yeah.
Wow.
That's why I opened up these windows.
It's raining here in Los Angeles.
Sure is.
This doesn't happen
so
very
needed.
Often.
So needed. So wonderful.
Yeah, it's good times.
Yeah.
It makes me hope I've closed everything.
Yeah. I think so. All the things that you need to not get wet. There's a thing about your home.
I hear a faint sound in the background. Like a birdie, beep, beep, birdie.
Oh, that's a car, I believe.
Car. My car alarm goes off a lot. It's very irritating.
What's that?
Does a car alarm deter anyone from theft?
No, because everyone knows it's going to stop eventually. So every car alarm stops.
No one's like, there's a theft in process.
Yeah.
Progress.
No, it goes, car alarm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if I saw someone bashing a window to turn it off, I'd be like, thank you. And then drove off. Thank you for turning that off, that horrible noise. I feel like a car alarm, all it needs to do is shut down the engine.
That's a good... They must have something that does that.
And take all the... You shouldn't keep valuables in your car.
No, that's a leading thing to car theft, I believe.
What? I mean, you just sometime. Don't. I keep puppets in my car. A lot of puppets.
That deters criminals. I'm...
Puppets and boogie boards, yeah. They're like, I don't want to steal anybody's weird crap.
This guy's going to find me.
Why does he have 8 boxes of Kleenex? Who needs that?
What do you have 8 boxes of?
Because I always forget that I already have Kleenex.
Yeah, I know.
And I think, you know, I'll need some Kleenex in the car. Absolutely. Yeah. There's nothing worse than having to blow your nose in the car and not have... You end up using some... Like a receipt.
That's why I keep napkins to remember where I go.
Exactly.
I just shove them in the glove compartment. Yep. Yeah, like a...
Have you ever blown your nose on a receipt? It's awful.
Yeah, no, I've used paper. It's never good.
Did you ever do the t-shirt thing?
Blowing your
nose?
Yeah.
I never do. I can't wrap my head around that. It seems so gross to me.
That's like when I know I'm going to be able to go home right away and there's some place that I can.
That sounds awful. Even for a moment to have my nose blow in my shirt. It sounds awful.
It's just, you keep it on the outside. You don't tell anyone about it. You put it off to the side or underneath the armpit. So the only thing that's really interacting with it is you and your arm.
You blow your nose in the armpit of your shirt?
Absolutely. If I have to, yeah.
That's insane.
What's the other option? Snotty nose?
Who blows his nose in the armpit of his shirt? Dirt man. this is good looking salsa you got here.
Yeah, too bad I didn't open it. But,
I appreciate a good salsa.
I saw the very minimal print, the very direct ingredients. You know what I mean? Not a lot of frills in that salsa, and it spoke to me.
Gluten-free.
I didn't see that part, but that helps.
I mean, I think that's redundant in a salsa.
Yeah, same thing with corn tortilla chips.
Yeah.
I was like, really?
Some people got all weird about the soy sauce, even.
Well, that's real, though. Mm. That's got, sometimes they'll cut that with...
Gluten.
With gluten and something.
And it's concentrated?
I don't know.
It just seems like...
Maybe because the soy and the wheat is packaged in the same
place. It's hard for me. I'm relatively ignorant of legitimate gluten intolerance. But it's hard for me to see the similarity between a brown sauce and bread. Brown watery sauce.
Beer?
Yeah. No, you got me.
Yeah. It's
soy sauce definitely has a weird thickness to it. What? Soy sauce is so black, isn't it? That's so wild.
It's just salt sauce.
Salt sauce.
Yeah.
Made of beans.
Bean salsa.
Old
sauce.
Beans.
Yeah.
Weird.
Funky.
Who left out their beans forever and was like, you know what? This black, gross-looking goop is pretty good.
The Asians.
Sure.
The Asians let them put on a shelf.
Did they invent soybeans? Not invent. You know what I mean. Like, Native Americans invented corn, kind of.
I know that, like, the Japanese have this other mung. I think it's mung bean that's also fermented.
Yeah.
It's a thing. So fermented bean, I believe.
Old bean.
Yeah. It's a... Someone,
I saw something on the internet, somebody thanking all the people who like tried a bunch of stuff.
Yes.
Like, what plants can you eat and what plants can't you?
Yeah.
I feel like you can kind of tell, like a berry and a tomato. Tomato is like, you want to eat me, don't you? But maybe that's because of years of, I wonder what tomatoes used to be like before we started like replanting the good ones.
Yeah. I always wonder about the people, the first people to... have eaten or have you experienced anything?
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of new people, did you see the article that they found a bracelet that's 3 million? No, wait. Hold on. Let me backtrack that.
30 years old. It's a 30-year-old bracelet.
No. Before I say anything,
300,000.
I'm going to look it up. It's way older than we've ever expected stuff to be.
I think 300,000 sounds pretty old for a bracelet.
Let me find it. It's in Siberia.
But how accurate is that dating, you know?
They found it in 2008. They've been going at this thing since 2008.
Sure.
Because everyone's like, there's no way it's this old. There's no way it's this old.
So maybe there's something in it or on it, you know? I don't know. Maybe it's made of material that is that old. That's the thing.
It's from a cave from the Denovocene period.
Okay, so they can tell the era of
40,000 years.
Oh, that's so much different than 3 million. It's crazy.
There was another story about 3 million and that they found... African relative.
But,
Hold on, I got it mixed up.
Look, I'm merely commenting on the fact that you just turned around and said 40,000 years as if it was like, wow.
Well,
and,
it is considering that we think that we did this stuff around.
But considering that we opened with the idea that it might be 3 million years old. 40,000, I would expect you to turn around and be like, oh my bad, 40,000 years. But that's still a pretty long time.
It's still impressive. I'm not going to let the impressiveness
It's a great bracelet. It's a great bracelet.
Because of the 3 million that the tool, they found tools. That were 3 million years old. So
So it's made out of polished clean rock, y'all. It's got a drill hole in it that was consistent as though it was made with a drill that was supposedly developed much later in our history. It's wild.
Really old drill.
The song's for Fred.
Really old bracelets.
I feel like I'm writing a Modest Mouse song.
It's very close.
Really old bracelet.
Laugh out a really
old
bracelet.
Really
fairly. No, I can't do that part.
40,000 years old. Really, oh,
really old bracelet.
I think that's a good place to stop. You've got to have dinner with Joe Felice.
I do.
So let's talk about Joe Felice before you go.
Yes.
Just real quick. Joe Felice used to be a professional brain.
Yes, that's his job title.
At the origins of Maker Studios, back before I think it was even called Maker Studios.
Mm-hmm.
His job, from what I can understand, was to walk around and think. And help people with their ideas.
Yeah, observe.
Observe.
Think.
Think. Analyze. Diagnose. Offer advice. Offer counsel. And just be a bounce board. And it was... more companies need to have one of those guys.
Yeah.
So he had a lot of good ideas. I believe it was his idea to put subtitles on the Epic Rap Battles of
History. Oot.
Good idea.
Real good idea.
Big part of it.
I still tell people that because I was talking to someone who was asking him, you know, mm-hmm. advice. Mm-hmm. I was like...
subtitles.
Subtitles.
Man. It's what it just allows you. Why not?
Yeah.
On a YouTube, it's so small. Like, it's just, if you use the right font, Dave McCary chose that font. You know why? It's Lucinda Grand.
Oh, yeah.
It's because it's the first font on old Final Cut 7.
Yeah.
Anyway, Joe Felice also came up with the name Epic Lloyd.
Yes.
When Lloyd was searching for a YouTube channel name and kind of a rap name for himself, Joe Felice dubbed him Epic Lloyd, which was pretty darn smart. What else did Joe Felice do? I don't know. He had a lot of great ideas.
He showed me how to read the stars at night.
With his telescope?
His telescope.
Do you still have his telescope?
His brain. He may have sold it. But,
okay.
But I kind of get a sense of like how the stars are laid out and where they're related to. And
took us to a big... Did you go to that big telescope?
Yes. Yes, I did.
That was incredible.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
The big old Mount Wilson.
Yeah.
Here in Southern California.
It's wild.
It was... a really remarkable thing. I saw the galaxies and quasars.
Tell that man I said, where are you going? Well, I can't ask over the podcast, but I hope you go somewhere. Maybe I'll join you.
We're
going
to eat pho.
Nice.
Yeah. And some hot soup.
So
on this LA night.
I'm going to edit some Timothy De La Ghetto vocals, so that's kind of appropriate.
Yeah.
So on behalf of us all, have a very nice week. We'll be back.
We'll be back with extended.
It's been a while since we made one of these. Now we can get back into it.
Yeah.
Things are crazy. We got crazy. Crazy rap battles coming up. Okay, see
ya. Super exciting.
Bye.
Really old bracelet. 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 Really old bracelet.
Go for it.
guys gotta go for it.